So folks, just take a guess. What do you think the biggest news today, the biggest news item is on Breitbart.com? Well, of course, it's Obama's 60th birthday party that's coming up this weekend at his 29-acre estate in Martha's Vineyard. And even today at the White House press conference, Peter Doocy, who is the Fox News correspondent, had this to say, this question to ask of Jen Psaki.
Okay, and then just about COVID safety, is President Obama setting the wrong example about how serious COVID-19 is by hosting a big birthday party with hundreds of people this week?
Well, I would certainly refer you to the team who is working for my former boss to give you more specifics of what the protocols are in place. But I would note first that former President Obama has been a huge advocate of individuals getting vaccinated. When CDC provided, has provided, what CDC has provided guidance on is for indoor settings in high or substantial high zones of COVID cases. This event, according to all the public reporting, is outdoors and in a moderate zone. But in addition, there is testing requirements and other steps they are taking, which I'm sure they can outline for you in more.
So let's take a look at where this is going to take place. So this is courtesy of homeandgardens.com. And it says the Obama house is on a 29-acre estate, has 7 bedrooms and 8.5 bathrooms. Here's a broader view of the front of the estate. Just a lot of room there, 29 acres. It backs up to the water. Beautiful. And here's probably where they're going to have the tent set up. Just a beautiful green space with lots of room for everybody to meet. So what Axios is saying about this, folks, is this. They're saying one person with connections to Obama World said there were 475 confirmed guests, including friends, family, and former aides, and 200-plus staff planning to work the party. And purportedly, Obama's invited Oprah. She's going to be there, as well as George Clooney. Now, on Breitbart.com, what they're asking is this. They're saying Trump has big rally equals super spreader event. Obama has 500 maskless people over for a big birthday bash equals perfectly normal. So is this a fair comparison to this event, folks? I mean, is that really, that's what they're going to be saying all over the place. So let's take a look at what Axios is saying about this. It's saying, among the safety measures said to be put in place, the party will be held outdoors. All guests are asked to be vaccinated, and invitees have been told there will be a COVID coordinator to ensure all proper protocols are followed. And as Jen Psaki mentioned, Martha's Vineyard does not qualify as an area of substantially high risk, which was the target of the CDC recommendations. So I guess the point that I want to make here is that, do you think that you really even need to worry about Democrats at this event? And by the way, this is not just Democrats. You've obviously got the Obamas here, which is Democratic royalty, essentially. Do you think that you even need to ask Democrats if they've been vaccinated? I mean, generally speaking, Democrats have widely endorsed vaccinations. I mean, this is not a big surprise. And by the way, Donald Trump was just at CPAC. He's been all over the place at different events. And I've not seen any media accounts where anybody said that you have to be vaccinated. Hold on. You can't come to this event unless you've been vaccinated. No, Donald Trump hasn't said that. He doesn't even talk about vaccinations, by the way. But you can rest assured, folks, that this is going to be big news fodder coming up for this weekend with all of the conservative media from OAN to Newsmax to Fox News and Tucker Carlson. Just wait for it. Till next time, folks.